You're listening to SBS News.
Tennis champion Novak Djokovic has officially landed back in his native Serbia, following his deportation from Australia due to his unvaccinated status. Djokovic received overwhelming support from his home country throughout the saga, which prevented him from playing in the Australian Open. Belgrade resident Snezana Janković is one of many Serbians with warm wishes for the tennis star as he arrives home.
Novak, welcome home. You know that we all support you here. They can take away your visa, but being a proud Serbian and world's number one, they cannot.
It's a much warmer reception for the unvaccinated tennis player than Prime Minister Scott Morrison is receiving on home soil. His government's handling of the Djokovic saga has attracted much criticism. While reaction to the deportation has been largely positive, many say Djokovic should never have been allowed in to begin with. The entire affair causing days of turmoil at taxpayer expense. Labor's spokeswoman for Home Affairs, Senator Christina Keneally, says that this latest crisis for the government is one of its own making.
All of this was entirely preventable. The Morrison government gave Novak Djokovic a visa back in November. The Morrison government failed to act when Novak Djokovic tweeted he wanted to come to Australia. And the Morrison government failed to have Australian Border Force officers stationed in airports overseas deal with Novak Djokovic before he got on a plane. What did we end up with? A crisis at our borders, another crisis during this pandemic.
However, Home Affairs Minister Karen Andrews says that Australia's visa application process is two-pronged and that the granting of one is entirely separate to finally entering into this country.
Look, at all times, the government has acted in the best interest of Australians. I understand that there is a level of confusion out there in relation to issues that go towards visa application processes. But let me be clear. Applying for a visa and being granted a visa does not automatically give you the right to enter Australia. You also have to meet the entry requirements that apply at that time. So anyone who is coming into Australia firstly has to have their valid visa, but then they also have to meet the entry requirements. And that was the issue in the first instance.
The first step in the process to come to Australia is to have a valid visa. Once you arrive in the country, you must abide by terms of entry, which are subject to change. Vaccination status falls under Australia's terms of entry. There are now concerns that the Morrison government's handling of this latest crisis will only serve as a lightning rod for anti-vaccination campaigners, further enlivening their community. Thousands of social media posts have shown support for the tennis player, with many lauding him as a so-called freedom fighter and hero of the anti-vaccination movement, who the Australian government attempted to, as they are putting it, silence. Jeff Lemon is a writer and broadcaster on sports, politics and literature. He says there's a good chance that Djokovic has only enlarged his fan base.
I'm sure he'll have some new supporters from the fringe group of crazies who want to think that anybody who believes with who agrees with them and believes what they believe is some sort of secret genius or some sort of martyr when things go against them. But the claiming of discrimination by anti-vaccination people is one of the most disgusting parts of this process, that they're trying to align themselves with, say, minorities who've been discriminated against when anti-vaccination is not a personal characteristic. It's a personal choice. And there are repercussions for that choice because that choice fundamentally shows a lack of care for other people in the community.
The Morrison government maintains this situation has displayed their tough stance on vaccination, saying the same rules apply to everyone. Claiming to be tough on vaccine status, however, has only invited criticism from the PM's detractors that he has double standards for his own ministers. Backbench MPs such as George Christensen and Senators Jared Rennick, Matt Canavan and Alex Antic have all questioned the safety of vaccinations as well as other COVID measures. Last year, Mr. Christensen was censured by the Parliament and heavily criticised by many of his own colleagues following a series of comments comparing state COVID rules to murderous dictatorial regimes. Jared Rennick has used a taxpayer-funded website to collect and share unverified claims of injuries and illness caused by vaccines, while Adam Antic has spoken at anti-lockdown rallies and Matt Canavan has railed against vaccine mandates. Senator Keneally is one such critic who would like the same standard applied to the Prime Minister's own cabinet.
What do we have here? We've got Mr. Morrison pretending to be a wolf when he's dealing with Novak Djokovic. You know, we can't have Novak Djokovic undermine our vaccine rollout. But Mr. Morrison is a timid lamb when it comes to people like George Christensen and Matt Canavan and Senator Jared Rennick, people in his own government who have been undermining the vaccine rollout for months. Come on, Mr. Morrison, enough of the double standards and the hypocrisy. Take on the anti-vax voices in your own government.
Many are also reflecting on the damage this has done to Australia's reputation with Serbia and its diaspora who live in Australia. Serbia's President Aleksandar Vučić condemned the Morrison government's handling of the world number one, going as far as to accuse the Australian government of tormenting him.
We believe that it was more political than a decision made by Australian judiciary. And anyway, it was very easy for Australian authorities to say from the very beginning that, only vaccinated, only inoculated people could enter Australian territory, but they didn't say so. They were saying completely different story, including this medical exemptions. And after that, they forgot about it and they wanted to create alleged political principles, which were not principles at all.
Minister Andrews has conceded that the Serbian president's reaction is to be expected.
Look, it's entirely expected that the Serbian president would be doing all that he can to look after the best interests of Serbia, just like our Prime Minister Scott Morrison is doing all that he can in conjunction with his ministers to make sure that we are acting in the best interests of Australia.
There are also concerns about Australia's international reputation more broadly, with Minister Andrews' opposition counterpart Christina Keneally saying the list of diplomatic bungles on behalf of the Morrison government is continually growing.
Well, Australia must look like a laughing stock to the rest of the world. This is a globally embarrassing story that has been run right around the world. And it comes on the heels of Mr. Morrison's stuff up with the French government, the embarrassment he caused the Biden administration over his mishandled submarine announcements. Yeah, Mr. Morrison has failed to lead, and that is embarrassing on a world stage.
There's also the disconnect in communication between state and federal, which has proved apparent. The Victorian government claims that federal authorities wanted the state to sponsor Djokovic's application for quarantine-free entry, but they refused. The Morrison government has denied this and says it only contacted Victoria to seek more proof of Djokovic's medical claims. Sources say that Tennis Australia officials are extremely frustrated, claiming there was inconsistent advice and unclear information on government websites about how the vaccination status of recently infected players should be handled. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews distanced himself from the continuing backlash, saying visa applications are a Commonwealth responsibility.
The issue of who gets into the country and their vaccination status, though, is not a matter for state governments. I don't issue visas. The Commonwealth government does that.
To top it all off, Novak Djokovic's stay at Melbourne's Park Hotel has shone a light on the at least 30 detainees who have been held there claiming refugee status. Some of these asylum seekers have been detained at the Park Hotel for close to 9 years. The site has been criticised for poor ventilation, with reports of maggots in food and abuse by staff. Appearing on Sydney Commercial Radio 2GB, host Ben Fordham asked the Prime Minister about those other detainees.
The Novak Djokovic case has raised another issue. He was kept in a Melbourne hotel that also holds asylum seekers that have been denied visas. There are refugees in that same hotel who have been detained for more than 9 years, and taxpayers fork out millions of dollars to keep them in limbo. How is that acceptable?
Well, the specific cases, Ben, I mean, it's not clear that, to my information, that someone in that case is actually a refugee. They may have sought asylum and been found not to be a refugee and have chosen not to return. And that happens in this country. If people aren't found to be refugees and they won't return and they don't have a visa to enter Australia, then obviously they can't enter Australia.
The Prime Minister's statement has been labelled as misleading and false by refugee advocates. Asylum Seeker Resource Centre caseworker Nina Field says the comments are damaging and demonise a group that Australia has already treated very poorly.
It's just cruelty for cruelty's sake. I think Morrison's trying to justify that by trying to make implications that there's something, you know, bad or wrong about what they've done, and there isn't. They just asked Australia for help.
All this as a federal election looms. Tina Quinn, SBS News.